Testing 1, 2, 3. Dr. Javier Victor McCree, A-R-C-H-I-E-D-E-N-A, Archidina, Sandoval, S-A-N-D-O-V-A-L, birthdate 5-30-65, education 6-3-22, patient presents to clinic, asking for refill of medications and potassium, vital signs within normal limits, immunizations up to date, no known allergies, current medications, see chart, medical history, hypertension, COPD, hyperlipidemia, GERD, deep vein thrombosis, surgical history, both eyes, right ankle, present illness. Patient here for refill of medications. According to patient, she ran out of her medications, couldn't get up here for refills, having trouble with transportation, became more distressed with trouble breathing, was taken to Conroe Regional Medical Center where she's been hospitalized for 2 weeks, now released, given medications to help her for the next few days so she can get to the clinic to get refills. States she had fall with injury to right foot and knee, receiving physical therapy in the hospital with a walker, wants to continue physical therapy if possible at home. States that she had physical therapy years ago for a fractured foot. Patient continues to have respiratory distress using O2 cannula 2.5 liters and using handheld nebulizer and nebulizers at home to help with respiration. Denies still smoking, but has a history of excessive prolonged tobacco use. Patient has come to the clinic off and on over the past several years. Patient had lab work at the hospital. We don't have current labs on chart. Medications reviewed with patient. Long list of medications brought from hospital. Long list of medications on chart. The two lists were integrated with discussion with patient to determine accuracy of needed medications. Patient states she has. Well, patient has been on clonazepam and hydroxyzine in the past. States that she wants to stay on hydroxyzine, but states that she was given Xanax in the hospital, and she thinks that worked better, requesting to continue on Xanax. Describes problems at home with husband who's working, difficulty getting him to bring her to the clinic and help her to get her medications and pay deductibles. Review of symptoms. As above, past medical history. As above, with history of peripheral neuropathy, allergic rhinitis, hypertensive cardiovascular disease, COPD, GERD, congestive heart failure, DVT, HLV, and anxiety and sleep disorder. Medication, see chart, social and family history, otherwise non-contributory, physical exam, general appearance, patient in mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, TM is clear, pupils equal to rectalite accommodation, extra optic muscles intact, endoscopic benign, nasal and oval occlusion, thank for information, exudates, next supple without without masses. Lungs with decreased breath sounds, with scattered wheezes and bronchi, with a PO2 saturation of 94, heart regular rhythm, with audible murmurs, with PMI displays in the clavicular line, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tenderness, back no CVA tenderness, skin ischemic atrophic changes, skin 1+ pupillal edema, neuropsychiatric within normal limits, impression. Diseases is listed before on chart. Stated in present illness. Will refill all her current medications. Continue Xanax rather than lorazepam. Continue O2 nasal cannula 2.5 liters. Patient will need to be seen for follow-up in 1 month for refill of controlled substances, given prescription for 3 months with precautions against running out of her medications in the future to get necessary help getting to the clinic as needed from husband or daughter if necessary. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.